Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord meets with us and helps us tonight. Hallelujah. We'll be looking in the book of 2 Samuel. Hallelujah. Second Samuel. Praise the Lord. Been sitting on this one for a while. And praise God. I was going to preach to you Wednesday night. But boy, didn't the Lord come by an unbelievable way Wednesday night service. Wow. Amen. I enjoyed that. Man, I enjoyed it. Felt refreshing, didn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. And and I know we've talked about family camp to your pride tire, but it's kind of like a precursor to family camp. The Lord just preparing us and getting us ready, amen, for what he's going to do for us at family camp. And praise God. I hope you don't miss it. I really do. I hope you don't miss it. Amen. I enjoyed what Brother Gabe had to say. You know, how many of you come home and say, man, we had a blowout. You should have been there. Yes. I told you about that man in our church in Ohio. He said, you know, he always said that the day the service he missed, he didn't miss many. He said, but I know if I miss church, when I miss, they're going to raise somebody from the dead. And sure enough, one night he was gone. He wasn't there for that service. And there was a man that died on the back pew. And was God brought him back. He said, well, how did he know he was dead? He was sitting next to a doctor. He was sitting next to a doctor on the back pew. And the doctor, amen, said, he's gone. He's gone. But God brought him back. And that man wasn't there to see it. Amen. So you just don't want to miss, all right? Amen. Don't want to miss. Amen. Of course, if that was the case, some people might start paying you to miss. So, I mean, you know, so you don't want to miss if you don't have to. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 13. This chapter of the Bible, one of the saddest stories in the scripture. It's a downer of a chapter when you read this chapter. We won't read the whole chapter to you, but I just want to read a few verses. Then we'll share the rest of the story with you. But it's a story of Amnon and Tamar. Amnon and Tamar. And it's a horrible story. And but there's something here that we probably ought to, that maybe we could get from this that'll help us tonight. When you read this chapter, you read of a horrible sin, the worst of sins. A horrible thing that takes place. But then it's not just the horrible sin, but then it's the reverberating results of that sin that go on and affect a number of people because of that sin. Some might say that even this sin was the result of David's sin, and it very well could be. But this sin was such a horrible thing that took place in 2 Samuel chapter 13. And we need to learn from it tonight. Man, verse 1, and it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. I want you to look at verse 3. Where it says, but Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. You know, friends are important. Everybody needs friends. Everybody needs friends. But you have to be careful about friends. You can have a friend that'll be a great asset to your life and a great encouragement to your life. Or you can have a friend that will lead you into horrible sin and will destroy you. Amen. The Bible talks about how can two walk together except they agree, right? Talks about, what should we have in common with those of the world, right? The Bible is very clear that we need to be careful about who our friends are. And verses all through the Proverbs and even in Ecclesiastes that tell us to be careful about our friends and watch how our friends, because they have an effect upon us, right? And how the lasting effect of friendship. But there's that phrase right there, but Amnon had a friend. If I could, Dave, when you look at this, you can see that Amnon's desire, and Amnon he had a sinful desire in his heart. He received direction from Jonadab, which led to the defilement of Tamar, which led to the displeasure of Absalom, which eventually led to the death of Amnon, and eventually even led to the rebellion and death of Absalom himself. You see, the sin that was that came about because of Amnon's desire brought a horrible destruction that spread not only just for a day or a few days, but it even lasted for years. For the anger of Absalom seethed inside of him for a couple of years before he even acted upon it to destroy his brother Amnon and to kill him. When he killed Amnon, he had to flee from the land of Israel. Rebellion was planted in his heart because of how his father reacted to it and how his father, David, treated him. That rebellion that was in his heart led to him rebelling against his father and taking the kingdom from his father. That rebellion that was in his heart that made him take the kingdom from him led to him being hung in a tree and with darts being plunged into him and losing his life, amen, by Joab. So you see all the repercussions of a sin that took place, You know, we can look at this, and immediately we are angry at Amnon, and we are angry at what Amnon did and the sin that he partook of, and we rightfully should be. But we should also be angry at a man named Jonadab. Amen, this friend of his. Amen. You know what? There's a lot of good young people. There's a lot of good Christian people. Amen. That would really like to do good for God and have a lot of potential to do good for God, but because of a bad friend have led them astray. Right. But Amnon had a friend. Amnon, the sin with that lust that was in his heart, it was not right. But can I tell you that every one of us has the potential of sin in our heart? The Bible says that we are drawn away of our own lust. Of our own lust. So see, there's something inside of every one of us that we have to be careful about. So don't look at Amnon without first saying, you know, Lord, help me. Help me. There was a particularly evil German soldier that had worked in concentration camps and had personally destroyed many Jewish people. And after the war was over, they found him and they brought him to trial. They brought him out after many years and put him on trial. And they called for a Jewish man to come and to testify in court against this man. And as he came into the court, and for the first time, after all these years, since he had seen that man and the evil man that he was, And when he came into the court and he looked on him, he said he fell to the ground, screaming and weeping and crying. They thought, everybody looking on thought that it was too much for him to bear. The memories, all the repressed memories that he had of this man was just too much, and it broke him down, and he was crying. But later, as they interviewed him, and he told them, that's not what it was. Because what I had in my mind was this evil man, and I went in there, and I looked at him, and I saw a man that was just like me. He said, and I realized that that evil that made that man, that man was an evil that could lurk in the heart of every one of us. And fear of that evil is what drove me to fall on my face and weep and cry. Let me tell you, we need to look at evil sometimes and realize and be aware that, guess what? Hey, man, we are not immune to it. We have to be careful. And it's by the grace of God and serving God and staying in the Word and praying and seeking the Lord, amen, and staying close to God, amen, that you're able to keep yourself. Amen. I want you to notice first Amnon's restraint. He felt, the Bible tells us, that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. And it goes on to say in that verse, Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. You see, there was something inside of Amnon that kept him from acting upon the evil that was in his heart. It kept him from acting upon that. And even though he was fighting against it, hey man, he was showing restraint. He was trying to get beyond it. He was trying to get victory. I think that every one of us have probably had times that we struggled with something in our life. Hey man, whatever the sin might have been that we were struggling with, and we was trying to get victory and trying to get beyond it. And trying to seek God, amen, that God would help us through some dark time. Amen, when we were being tempted and when Satan was battling against our mind and our heart. Amen, every one of us can relate to that. Amen. Amen, but first of all, there was Amnon's reputation that made him restrain. Because you know why? Look who he was. He was David's son. He was a prince of the house of David. He was an Israelite. He was one, and later on in that verse, it says no such thing ought to be done in Israel. He realized that. He realized that this shouldn't be done. This isn't right. He knew. He knew it wasn't right. And because, you know what, this is not right. I am a prince. Amen. He was restrained because he was royalty. He was of royal blood. He was of the house of David. He was the king's son. And it wasn't right. And he knew it wasn't right. And he fought against it to the point that it even made him sick. When Jonadab came to him, he said, why art thou lean from day to day? It was really wearing on him. It was affecting him. This sin that was in his heart, amen, that he was battling for and trying to get victory over, amen, and he realized, I'm royalty, amen, I'm a child of David, amen, I cannot do this. We need to remember who we are, church. We need to remember who we are. Amen, when Satan comes to tempt you, when Satan comes to draw you out, when Satan tries to make you sin, amen, you need to remember who you are. Amen, remember that you're one of God's children. Remember you're part of the church. Remember, amen, that you're royal blood. Amen, that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen, remember who you are. Amen, and stand up
against sin, stand up against temptation, and say, no, I cannot do this evil. Amen. I cannot do this. Amen. Because, amen, I am of the house of God. I am of the church. Amen. And I will not do this. Hallelujah. He stood against it. He stood against the temptation. But the Bible says Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. Amnon restrained because of his religious upbringing. Now let's, you know what, David had his problems, I know. But David was a religious man. David was still a man after God's own heart. David knew what it was to be pushed away from the presence of God. David knew what it was to be pushed away from God's presence. Amen. And he knew what it was to pen those words, take not thy holy presence from me. Lord, don't send me away. Amen. David knew what it was to cry out from the end of the earth when his heart was overwhelmed. Amen. And needing to come back to God. David knew what it was. Amen. To be removed from the presence of God. Amen. But thank God, David also knew how to repent. Amen. He knew the pain and the sorrow of sin, but he knew how to call out to God. Amen. I believe it was shared, amen, in his home. And I believe Amnon realized, amen, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. And I cannot do it to my father. Amen. I cannot do it to my heavenly father. The religious upbringing. Amen. Just because you're raised in church don't mean you're not tempted. Just because you're raised up in church, just because you go to church, just because you're faithful to church, don't mean you're not tempted to sin. No. Just because you've got a position in church, just because you teach a Sunday school class, just because you sing in the choir, just because you do this or you do that, amen, don't mean that you're not tempted. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe Satan would love to come against you. He'd love to get those, amen, that's in authority. He'd love to get those that's in a position of authority and leadership. He'd love to get them to sin, and he'll do anything and tempt you in any way. Amen. But what you need to remember is, hey, listen, amen, I cannot do this evil. I cannot. Cannot. Man, there was something in Joseph that rose up. Amen. When he was being seduced by a beautiful woman, and there's something in him that rose up and said, I can't do this. I can't do this against my master and my God. I can't do this evil. Hallelujah. I mean, you know what? You need to think about, man, not only being raised in church, tell you what, your family, it ought to make you resist temptation. I can't do this to my mom and dad. Man, I can't do this to my church family. I can't do this to my pastor. I can't do this to my pastor's wife. I can't do those that have confidence in me. I can't do this and resist and restrain from the evil. Man. I believe Amnon and restrained from doing the evil. But the problem was Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. And I believe that Amnon had a right conscience that spoke to his heart and smote her. He fell sick for his sister. Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. And he was restraining, but I believe a right conscience. And when he would think about the evil, his conscience would smite him and say, it's wrong, Amnon. That is not right. You know, just the thought of sin in your life, your conscience ought to rise up and smite you and say, it's not right. It's not right. You better listen to me now, all right? Amen. You know what? When nobody else is there, when mom's not there, when the preacher's not there, guess what? Amen. The Lord is there and the conscience is there. And that conscience, speak into your heart. Speak into your heart. amen, convicting you and saying, that's not right. That's not right. I said, Brother David, man, Amnon was a wicked man. He did a wicked sin. I don't care what your sin is. Sin is sin in the eyes of God. Amen. It can be immoral sin. It can be a sin in your mind. It could be a lot of, there's so many different ways that we can sin, and we're tempted to sin, and we have to resist, but sin is still sin. Amen. And sin will doom you for eternity. It'll doom you for eternity. Amen. You better listen to your right conscience. Amen. And even though your conscience is speaking to you and saying, that's not right. That's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't think about that. Don't go there. Amen. Don't be involved in that. You better listen. You better listen. Amen. Amen. It's the conscience that God has placed inside of you. Amen. To try to keep you doing right. But Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. Amen. When Tamar told him, no such thing ought to be done in Israel. No such thing ought to be done in Israel. She told him, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Can I tell you, Satan wants to make a fool of you. He wants to make a fool out of you. Tell you, when Satan's done with you, hey man, you'll be considered a fool by the church. That's right. The church will look on and say, how foolish. They had everything. They were in the house of God. They had the Spirit of God. Amen. They had a right way to go. They had right encouragement. Amen. They had the conscience and the Spirit of God and conviction. Amen. They were a fool to go that way. They were a fool to sin. But Amnon had a friend. I tell you what, the world will look at you as a fool. You think you're going to become a hero in the eyes of the world? No, you'll be still a zero. Hey man, you'll be a fool in the eyes of the world. They'll look at you and they'll mock you, and they'll look at you as being foolish. What a fool. Hey man, Abner, he had escaped to the city of refuge where he was safe. He could reside the rest of his life in safety without fear of Joab, without fear of his life. He could live in the city of refuge. But Joab spoke kind words to him. Joab spoke to him like he was a friend. Joab spoke to him in friendly words, invited him outside of the gate. Amen. Wrapped his arms around him and embraced him right outside of the gate of the city of refuge, and then plunged a dagger, amen, into him and took his life, and his blood was spilled on the threshold of the city of refuge. When the words of his death arrived to David, David said, Abner, Abner, you died as a fool dieth. And let me tell you, man, you'll die as a fool. Amen. Thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. But Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. A friend that spoke to him. A friend that beckoned him. I don't know if Amnon could see the results. If Amnon could have saw the results, he could have saw the results that were in Tamar's life. It ruined her life. It took everything from her. She felt like she had nothing to offer. Amen. She was ruined, wasted. A cast off. Sad story. Amnon, could you see the results of your sin? You think it's just a moment of pleasure, but listen. Hey, man, you think it's love. You think it's all this kind of stuff, but Amnon, be careful. Amen. Be careful what your friend is telling you. Amen. Close your ears to your friend and listen and look and see the ruined life of Tamar. Look at the reclusive life of Tamar, because the Bible tells us that she resided in the house of Absalom the rest of her life as a recluse, locked away. What I see is a life of remorse for Tamar. For Tamar, the results of sin are never pleasant. The results of sin are never pleasant. I don't understand, but you know what? When I hear of people that have gone out into sin, they left the house of God, they went out in sin. Let me tell you, can't they see the results? Can't they see the results? Can I talk plain to you for a moment? Let me tell you, men, before you have that affair, before you have that affair, you better look at the results. What's going to happen? You better look to see the results. Let me tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see a life that's ruined. You're going to see a life of remorse. Hey, man, you're going to see the effects upon your wife, your children. Man, they say that are broken homes. Amen. Most children that from in a broken home are raised in, under the level of poverty for the rest of their life. Do you want your children to be raised in poverty for the rest of your life? You need to think about the results of your sin before you take a foolish action. But Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. Look at what it did to Absalom. Absalom was a king's son. Absalom was beautiful and handsome. Absalom had a future. Absalom probably would have been the king. Absalom had everything going for him. But when his sister was defiled, it filled his heart with such rage that it seethed inside of him. Amen. That rage, amen, turned to revenge. And eventually he killed Amnon and took the life of Amnon in a state of revenge for what he had done. That revenge led to his rebellion, which led to his death and destruction. You say, well, what did Absalom have to do with it? It didn't affect him. You know what? There's a lot of people that's affected by sin that you don't ever realize. Amen. When you sin, amen, you don't just sin against your spouse. You sin against your family. You don't just sin against your family. You sin against your church. That's right. Oh, God, help us. Help us. It'll bring destruction on you. Amen. When I look at Amnon, amen, the Bible says that as soon as Amnon had taken Tamar, says that he hated her. He hated her. Isn't it crazy that the thing that you think you cannot live without, the moment that you've satisfied that lust, you hate it. It says in verse 15, then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. The thing that you think you cannot live without will one day be the thing that you hate the most. Amen, if you listen. Amen, that thing that you think you cannot live without, you will grow to hate it, and you will look at it and despise it, and you will look at it as the instrument of your destruction. Oh, the regret of Amnon. But what Amnon didn't realize was there was a verdict that was already passed upon his life. There was a death sentence hanging on his head. And though he thought he could go on, he was still living under a death sentence.
till eventually Absalom took his life and he was destroyed. My God, help us. It'll be your destruction. It'll be your destruction. But Amnon had a friend. Amnon had a friend. And when Amnon would have restrained, and when Amnon should have saw the results, amen, he had a friend, Jonadab, who said to him, "What? You're the king's son. You're the king's son. Why art thou being a king's son? Lean from day to day. Man, if anybody deserves this, you do. Amnon, you're the king's son. Why, all that you put up with, all that you've been through, all that you've had to endure, why, if anybody deserves it, Amnon, you do. You're the king's son." My destruction, the voice of a friend. The voice of a friend. Amen. He encouraged Amnon. He manipulated for Amnon. He planned for Amnon. He drew it all out for him so that he could sin easily. Friend. Say, "Brother David, none of my friends will do that. None of my friends will do that." Amen. Be careful. James chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Friendship with the world is enmity with God. And he that is a friend of the world is the enemy of God." You say, "None of my friends will do that." You better be careful with making a friend with the world. You better be careful making a friend of the world and the things of this world. You get too close of a kinship and affinity with the things of the world. Amen. And it will be that friend that brings about your destruction. Amen. That's why we should live separated from the world. That's why we should live holy. That's why we should separate our life. Amen. Why? Amen. That we are not in tune with this world. Hallelujah. Mom and Dad, it'll pay you not to let your children get too close to the world. Mom and Dad, it'll pay, amen, for you not to let your children get too closely entwined with the world. Amen. Don't let them build a love for the world and a kinship with the world and the things of the world. Amen. This world is a wicked world. Amen. And this world is out to destroy. Amen. And when you build a friendship with the world, it will destroy you. Amen, it'll help you overcome all your restraints. Amen, it'll help you block out all the thoughts of the bad results that will come from your sin. Amen, you better listen, amen. Amen, and realize that the world will be your destruction. Amen. My brother David, well, everybody needs to have a little bit of fun. The pleasures of the world. Everybody needs to enjoy the pleasures of the world. Amen, is that why you, I'll tell you why. You know, there's some friends that you can have in your life, and they're just friends because they're fun. You know that? How many young men know that? That's right. That's why y'all like Patrick, right? He's just so much fun. He's a friend. I mean, he is fun. He is a lot of fun. You get around him, and he's fun. Yeah. Yeah. There's some friends that you get around, and they're a drag. Right? Boring. Who do you hang with? Who do you want to hang with? Man, I want a friend that's fun. I want a friend that's gonna make me smile. I want a friend that when I get with, I don't snore, but I smile. I want a friend that when I get with them, man, I'm laughing. I'm not crying. Amen. I want a friend, amen, that will lift my spirits up. I want a friend that's fun. And we all do. We all do. Be careful that you don't build a kinship with the world for the pleasures of the world.
and make him a friend because of the pleasures of this world. These pleasures of the world, they'll bring destruction to you. That friendship will destroy you. That friendship will be your doom. Pleasures of the world. Amen. Always wanting the entertainment of the world. Ah, Brother David, it's just one of the latest movies out. It has a good theme to it. It has a good ending. The good guys prevail, Brother David. Amen. It's all, come on. We get so in tune with the pleasures of this world. We build a kinship and an affinity with the things of this world. Right? Man. And then when we are being tempted, that friend of the world starts talking to us. It's okay. It's okay. Come on. Come on. What's it hurt? You've lived your life pure and holy for all these years. You need a little bit of this. You need a little bit of fun. You need to lighten up. Hey, man, while you've been raised in such a way that you're such a, you know, that you're just a straight shooter and you need to lighten up a little bit. Come on, you've turned into a prude. You've turned into just some kind of a straight-laced person and you don't ever have any fun. You need to lighten up. That's what the world will tell you. Amen. The pleasures will speak to you. Amen. And you'll overcome your restraints. Whoa. That's right. Fashions of the world, be careful. Be careful of the fashions of this world. Hallelujah. I need to stop. Amnon was destroyed because he had a friend. He had a friend. If you're not careful today, I think you're going to be destroyed because of a friend. A friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would tonight.